section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting one show at a time.
Like the whole thing is just gonna explode.
Everything turns.
Don't press the cake.
What do you got?
15 seconds, MacGruber.
Where is that flashlight noise?
Rocky Top Vapor in Johnson City, Tennessee. It's IBWIP. On tonight's show, 10-hour drive, IBWIP News Bulletin, What's Up in E-Smoke with Rocky Top Vapor, Factor Crap, and Drowning in E-Juice with your co-host, Big E, intern Heather, and me, the Bottle Cap Kid. And now your host, Vape Clayton.
Welcome, everyone, to episode 223. Right? 223.
That's it.
Of IBWIP. I am your host, the podcast guy. Blake Clayton, and we thought, hey, this is a great idea. Let's drive 10 hours to hang out with our two best vape buds.
Yeah.
We did it.
Why not?
And
we're doing it.
We're doing anything else.
We're doing it. So we're in Johnson City, Tennessee. Please do not sing Wagon Wheel.
Yeah, they don't like
luckily, it's outlawed here, just like it should be everywhere.
I tried to. I stifled it inside of myself for just a second.
Last night, when you guys were kind of dozing off, we couldn't figure out which song they said that. So me and Big E listened to the whole album.
Yeah.
And it was the last song.
Yeah. And then it played it twice.
And then it played it twice. I was like, oh, Wagon Wheel is the song.
Ten hours together in a car. We thought we'd kill each other. I thought four men enter, three men leave. Four men leave.
I thought I was gonna fart a lot more.
Well, I'm glad you didn't. That's for sure.
So,
do you have any?
We're here and we're gonna do some vaping. We're gonna talk to Rocky Top Vape, and we have a whole bunch of stuff planned. So let's go through our 10-hour trip real quick.
All right.
Yeah, I took some notes.
I took notes. I'm an avid journalist. So I took some notes on all the best things that happened. The first thing, I think it's always important, the people you meet are really, it's really the story.
They make your day, or mm-hmm. break your day.
Yeah. Well, they both made our day.
That's right.
So first, we were so hyped up by the time we got to the Indiana border, we decided to make an excited rest stop, and we met
the coolest people in the world are in the rest stop. It's where if you're going to meet somebody, rest stop in the middle of Indiana, the place to be.
Rest stop employees, for sure.
And we should mention it was about, 11 at night? 10 at night?
I think so.
In Indiana smelled like crap.
Shit. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sorry, crap.
It smelled like crap.
Things.
And then also, you think about homosexual activity.
Mm-hmm.
When it comes to we go in there and it seems like a cavalcade of crap, but it actually turned into a pretty positive experience for us.
Yeah. It really was. Yeah, I went into the first stall and I thought there was pee in the toilet, so I went to the next stall and thought that's just how the water looked.
That's Indiana water.
Yeah, but we met the guy who was responsible for keeping the facility nice, the Indiana rest stop cleaner.
Mm-hmm. He was very helpful.
He was a very helpful man. He allowed us to take a picture next to his cart.
Yes, which had towels from the woman's bathroom floor that he said I might not want to touch.
But the funny thing is he walks in with his cart and he sees me, Jason, and Big E like posing with like a bunch of pamphlets. And he was just like,
yeah, that could have gone many different ways.
Right.
He acted like it was just a normal Friday.
Yeah, he could have been like, put them pamphlets down.
Yeah, he could have been a total jerk about it. It was totally cool.
Get out of here.
He said, come here and get our pictures. He said, no, I don't want to. I said, why not? And luckily, he only smiled and went about his way. But he was totally cool with us just kind of jerking around in there.
Yeah. I think he has lots of people who come into the Indiana rest stop just high on the spirit of Indiana, on the crossroads of America.
He's probably got some pretty wild stories about late night at the rest stop.
Mm-hmm. He's like, it's great to be here in Indiana. I know, it's exciting.
You should stop there again on the way back.
No,
that's the only place in Indiana we're stopping.
So the other man that we met was a guy here in Johnson City who had a Bradley sweatshirt on, which in our hometown of Peoria, Illinois, that's the big university there.
Yeah,
we rolled into town about 8 a.m. We're like, we got to get something to eat. So we go to this place, and there it is.
Shoney's.
Mm-hmm.
Shoney's Buffet.
Shoney's Bradley graduate.
Yeah, he was from 1967. His name was Michael, And so we got to talk to that guy.
And you went up to him, and I think at first you thought you were like going to molest him.
Yeah.
Or ask him for a money.
Right in the middle of a Shoney's?
Yeah. He thought he was going to get abducted right in the middle of a Shoney's.
Well, do you think that Shoney's...
he had like a plate of food, too.
Shoney's logo, like, you probably won't get harassed.
You showed him your badge. I think that's what he thought at first when he broke out.
Well, he's like, why is this guy talking to me? So I show him my ID. So I'm
That was the funniest part.
Yeah,
is like,
check this out.
I'm watching Jason talk to the guy, and you can tell the guy is kind of apprehensive. So what does Jason do? The first thing he does, if I show him my ID, this will all be fine.
It made sense to me.
And he's like, he's standing like more than an arm's length away, you know, because that's what you do as a creepy guy. And he's like showing him that he's from Peoria.
Yeah.
Well, it's like, hey, as you graduate from Bradley. He's like, yeah. I was like, hey, I'm from Peoria too. Check this out. So I show him my ID. Because, I mean, a stranger approaching you at a buffet while you're picking up scrambled eggs and bacon is kind of like, oh, what's going on? So I was trying to cut to the chase as soon as possible. But apparently, he was pretty creepy.
Yeah, he says, you know, my name isn't Bradley.
Yeah.
Or, like, what do you mean? He's like, well, a lot of people down here have shirts that'll say Marshall University. There is a Marshall University, but most people never Marshall. That was
me. He was totally cool. After a few minutes, he was like telling us all about this Jewish fraternity he was a part of.
And he wasn't a Jew.
And he wasn't Jewish.
He made that a point. He's like, I was part of a Jewish fraternity.
I wasn't a Jew.
But I was. Like, he was like proud that he got in.
Yeah, he got past the creepiness pretty quick because he kept approaching me and saying, yeah, it's really cool, thank you.
I showed him how well I could save money.
Yeah.
And you know what Jason failed to do? Promote the podcast. After he was telling him how he's on a radio show, didn't even mention the podcast.
I forgot to do that.
Shame on
him. But by then, we were all so like in a coma.
Yeah, 10 hours straight in the car, and there's stuff in our faces full of corn mash.
During, you know, as obviously in the South, you have Waffle Houses, and we don't have Waffle Houses in Illinois. And the one thing that me and Biggie noticed as we were driving is every Waffle House from the highway, you can see the sign. Every one of them has a letter out. Like, it's like the W.
Well, most is usually the W, so it's usually the Awful House.
Yeah.
The Apple House.
The Apple.
So I think when they build a new one, they just have to knock out one of the bulbs.
Yeah.
So
that's what the man, like, that's how they open. They're like, it's a grand opening.
There's a new one opening down the road, and just it already looks dirty.
That's what they're saying in the car. Right? It's like, if you want to go to a clean Waffle House, go there on day one, and then that's it.
The Waffle House franchise owner is listening right now, like, my unit is very nice.
I'm going to sponsor this show.
You guys, I got a 72.
Well, you know what else we saw? We saw the strangest little boy advertising furniture stores.
That was...
Hat cabinets.
Yeah, it was an emaciated Bobby Hill.
It was something cabinets.
Okay. It was a cartoon drawing.
Mm-hmm, a cartoon drawing.
And it was everywhere. This looked like 5 mile stretch. This billboard was everywhere. And it looked like someone's, like a police, or what's that, sketch artist tape?
Oh, yeah.
It was very bizarre.
And you just imagine, and then next to it just says, hey, and you imagine this little boy being like, hey!
Hey, my dad makes cabinets in the back, in the garage. Hey! But it was like, the guy drew it, it was like one of the shrunken heads. It was like a kid, but it was like a shrunken head. It was really creepy, and there was like four or five like billboards in a row.
Oh yeah, the neck he had could not have sustained that head.
Have you guys seen the giant baby mask? That's what it looked like to me. I thought that's what it was a giant baby.
Those are definitely creepy.
Creepy.
Yeah.
I thought it was just hallucinating. I thought we were in the car so long that wasn't really that.
Right, because me and Biggie got up at 5 in the morning on Friday to go to work. We worked all day, and then we drove, and it was about 5 o'clock in the morning, and finally I was like, Heather, you can take a turn. So we had been up 24 hours. Biggie did not trust my driving, so...
They kicked it up to 100.
Yeah, he went 100 down the hill. I'm like, oh, what are you doing?
And so there was talk of a tunnel.
The Cumberland Gap, yes.
The famed
Cumberland. The Cumberland Gap was a big deal.
That's
and
right.
So, you know, we all said, you know, Blake was going to sleep. He drove for 8 hours.
Yeah.
And he was going to sleep, and he said, wake him up when the tunnel comes. And we woke him up.
And they did not wake me up.
I got audio proof.
We thought you were awake. And here's why we thought.
Here's some audio proof. Hold on, let me find it. Here it is.
Middle of the night, pitch black.
Here it is. Audio proof.
I don't remember any of that. So at some point, I was awake, and we went through this tunnel that looked like a space station, and I don't remember any of it. And so then I woke up again and was pissed off at the people that I was in the car with for 10 hours because they didn't wake me up for a tunnel that I was in.
And, you know what? If you were dead asleep and had said nothing, I would agree with you. Be pissed off. We were like, oh, he spoke. Who knows what's going on? We thought we were completely awake.
He's lucid.
And then you got to enjoy it. And there were other times, too.
Remember?
We thought, like, yeah, he started rapping Drake.
Heather mentions the Drake Hotel. He's like, you never call me on my
And I don't even listen to Drake. And I don't even know what, like...
That's like in your subconscious, though. You've just heard it so many places, probably.
He gets, he gets all the chicks, right?
Yeah.
Oh, he gets chicks.
Yeah. He's got me.
He's got good dance moves, apparently, too. If you follow him on Instagram or something like that.
I do.
So,
I absolutely do.
Oh, I bet you do, Jason.
So we made it through the 10 hours. We came and had Shoney's. We went to bed for 3 hours. And then we went to the liquor store. And the rest is history.
Mm-hmm.
Wait. It's the first time I've ever done this.
For our news today, I thought I'd do a little local stuff for this Tennessee area.
Oh, thank God.
Local Johnson City news.
Tennessee news.
Tennessee news.
Okay. Because it's a great area, and they've got some interesting things going on here.
All right, first news story.
Like Johnson City's new Food City store is huge.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah. Huge.
What's Food City? Is that like what we'd call like...
It's like what you would call like a big, like probably like a Hy-Vee.
Yeah.
Lots of food. Imagine if the whole city's occupants were food items. That's what it would be.
That doesn't sound right.
Margo would be margarine. Mm-hmm. All of it. So the shelves are stocked in preparation for the October 21st opening of the new
Food City. Oh, we just missed
it.
We just missed it by days. We could have been there.
They could have
had
celebrity.
We could have done it from there and here.
We could have been the celebrity where we could rip and cut.
Well, you know, speaking of which, I don't mean to interrupt you, but the paparazzi at the hotel. So the Johnson City High School newsletter was there. Biggie took care of them.
And got trampled underfoot.
The Johnson City Penny Saver was taking a bunch of pictures of us, and you know, it was pretty cool.
And the hotel attendant, I mean, she let us in early. Marcy let us in early.
Is there no children? She had nice breasts. I used the word.
Oh,
it's only been 2 minutes.
Robert. Yeah. So they got a new Food City in addition to the.
Exciting.
I wish
exciting
I had
indeed.
A new Food City.
I wish I had a city of food. I
asked your sister about that highfalutin. I forgot the name of it already.
Ingalls?
Sarah?
Yeah, I asked her. What is that? She goes, that's the highfalutin.
That's the highfalutin grocery store. Well, you know, the highfalutin grocery store is the largest ever constructed from the ground up by the chain and will replace the old location. The location includes an in-store bakery and deli, complete with a hand-cut cheese shop. So they cut the cheese shop by hand.
Brandy and Michael can go get hand-cut cheese now.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. Maybe the building is just cut by hand. They didn't clarify. But you can also go to a hot food bar, a large cafe seating area, and a hickory wood smoker and stone hearth pizza oven, as well as a community room equipped with full demonstration kitchen and a meeting facility with a seating capacity of 100 plus.
Jeez,
savings are endless.
You don't even live here.
The space is endless.
The only thing better was if they would do like the Hy-Vee where you could drink wine while you shop. Because at home you can drink wine at the Hy-Vee.
Yeah, I don't think that starts until next. Is that next year? Do you guys get to buy alcohol in grocery stores next year? Let's have a round of applause for that. The store also includes a growler station with 12 craft beers on tap.
Oh, Dustin.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Dustin.
So I guess, Dustin would be very excited. Drunken Lullabies all over Johnson City.
Johnson.
Congratulations to Johnson City and their massive food city.
It's not just Johnson City that's upgraded. Chattanooga is following suit. Subway will mark you if you try to steal their footlongs.
What?
Oh, excuse me, this is Knoxville, not Chattanooga. In Knoxville, Tennessee, people trying to rob this sandwich shop will be sprayed with synthetic DNA in the forehead on the way out.
Why do you try to steal from a Subway? Don't they make it on the other side of the glass?
Yeah, I'm guessing it's more of a money thing rather than the literal sandwich.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yes, Clarice.
But that would be nice, like, I need 12 turkeys and I'm not paying for any of them.
You can DNA spray me all you want.
But the intruder spray system, which is what it's called, splooges a unique and traceable DNA spray on a thief as they leave.
We'll have to talk to Michael and Brady about doing it here.
Yeah, I mean...
They need a DNA spray and think somebody tries to steal
it. I produce a lot of DNA. I hate for it all to go waste.
I know.
Every night I use DNA before my... I waste DNA before my wife comes to bed.
DNA is like indicative of a life form. What life form is being sprayed, right? Is that...
It's a synthetic DNA. So they just created DNA.
So we're gods.
But that shit they got from Mars.
So for up to 7 weeks after, they shall bear the mark of the sandwich thief. And CSI investigators can shine a light and discover the evidence.
It's a scarlet letter.
Mm-hmm. Can you imagine, like, Grissom from CSI just being like...
This seems like, yes. this seems like a lot of capital... by Subway, just to keep from stealing a $6.
You know, ever since...
How the hell do you get away with it?
It's impossible.
They're handing it to you.
Maybe they should have put all that money into making sure Jared wasn't touching it with anybody.
That would have been interesting. Definitely would have been interesting.
I got a laugh out of that one. I did see a couple.
Yes.
I really think trying to do this show, not blue, is really effective.
Yeah, we got to go blue.
Is that no? Is that all you got?
That's all I got.
Okay. News.
Up from Tennessee.
And we'll be back after a quick word from our sponsors.
This town has opened its arms to us Yankees, and we couldn't be more excited. I tell you what, if it were up to me, the South would have won that goddamn thing.
Yes. They will rise again. The South will rise again. Folks, we are here at Rocky Top Vapor, who is our sponsor. They sent us juice so we can survive weekly.
I'll never run out. You guys are so awesome.
They have promo code IBWIP20 you can use online at rockytopvapor.com. You get 20% off. I do believe Brady said with the millions and millions of dollars that they're losing, with that 20%, you're going to have to cut it off. I think.
No, don't do that.
Hey, that is a hot mic.
They're going to cut us off right now.
They're going to cut us off right now. So definitely go to rockytopvapor.com, chakraeliquid.com. You can just get everything on one, right? Turn that down a little bit. You can just get everything on one.
Right.
Okay. Because I think I confuse people when I say go to chakraeliquid.com and go to rockytopvapor.com. Let's just tell them rockytopvapor.com. They get everything, right?
Yeah. Sure. Exactly. Yeah.
All right. So, fuck it. That's the way I'm going to do it from now on. But besides the Rocky Top Vapor, the Chakra E-Liquid line, they have the audio fog, which that's the one that was like cracked to me.
Yeah, me too.
And I was talking to Brandy before we came arranging all these this trip. And she says, oh, we're releasing a new flavor. And so, of course, I go, oh, hey, what kind is it? She goes, you gotta promise not to tell anybody. And so I took everything I had. Do you have anything with you? Oh, jeez. Okay. Can you bring some so I can...
I can guess.
Okay. So check out rockytopvapor.com. Use IBWIP20 for 20% off. And... we'll just skip the GoFundMe stuff, right? We want to talk about that.
Let's talk about this. Talk about the GoFundMe stuff for sure. We got to talk about GoFundMe.
So we're doing the GoFundMe for FCF Network, the Cocktail Comedy Funhouse. We're starting up the podcast network. We have a GoFundMe. You can go to fcfnetwork.com. It's going to be up until November 15th, and we're trying to raise money to pay for some website and for... thank you very much. And for some more recording equipment. We got great shows. Heather's got her show coming up. We're going to do Couch Pilots, Drunken Lullabies.
The show's on there. IBW.
I just keep looking at that shirt with the banana.
Yeah.
And I can't even talk about it yet. That's hilarious.
There's a banana shirt coming.
It's the greatest thing since shirts.
So we have with us... Michael and Brandy Sink from Rocky Top Vapor. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thanks so much.
You're going to have to just kind of lean in on that because
we're sharing a mic here.
Just act like you like each other. All That's right. What we're going to do. So first of all, thank you very much for having us. This is totally crazy that I said, hey, we should come down and do a show. And you're like, oh, okay, cool. That would be awesome. And I was like, they said it would be awesome.
Yeah.
What are we doing?
No one's ever had that kind of response.
So, why don't you guys give us a brief kind of history of Rocky Top Vapor?
Well, Rocky Top started in a flea market in 2011. And then grew from there, and we built our first brick and mortar in October of 2013. No, I'm sorry, that's March of 2013, and then we've grown from there, and we have three stores right now in a warehouse and a website.
So, I'm sorry.
I was going to say, it's not all in Johnson City. You're spreading it out.
Right, we have a store in Johnson City, a store in Kingsport, Tennessee, and a store in Elizabethton, Tennessee.
So, the first time we got a hold of you guys to send us the line and said we were going to do a review, you're probably like, oh, so these guys are going to give a real technical review, talk about the VG and the PG.
The cloud production.
Cloud production.
Yeah.
And what you got is probably a little different. What was your guys' first reaction when the shocker was the first one?
Yeah, the shocker was the first one. Absolutely loved it. We cracked up about it, but at the same time, even though Shocker is kind of an edgy brand, we said there's no way we could put this on our Facebook. There's no way we could share this, but we absolutely loved it. I think my favorite was the release of the Pleaser when you guys did the wrestler that came out.
Oh, yeah.
What was his name?
That was
Extremo Mondo.
Oh,
Extremo.
Yeah.
Mamada Extremo Cockstrom.
And then you sent us Audio Fog, and we did that review. So thank you very much for all the help that you guys have provided us for show content, and thank you for having a sense of humor. That helps out a lot.
Very welcome. We're huge fans.
Because Mike likes to mow the grass in the show.
Yeah.
And you were talking earlier about like when you first heard us talking about you while you're mowing the grass.
Yes.
And
I stopped the mower and I ran inside and I told Brandy about it immediately.
Very safe of you.
Mm-hmm. Very.
Left the mower going.
Yeah, I did stop the mower, so it wasn't just going. No fences were harmed.
He's like, they mentioned me.
Yeah.
Me.
They're talking about me. They mentioned me as the lawn mowing guy, but I mean, they're talking about me.
And now that we know you, you're so much more than just a guy who pushes a lawn mower.
Thanks. Yes, so definitely much. More than that. We met up for lunch this afternoon, and we went to Cooters.
No, Cootie Brown.
Cootie Brown. I've never been to a restaurant called Cootie anything.
Or that colorful.
It was very colorful, and there was 36 Duck Dynasty kids there.
Yeah.
But we had a good lunch, and right off the bat, we all headed off. It was really cool. I thought for sure you'd be like, how can we get them to not come to the store?
Let's tell them the store's outside by the dumpster.
They walked right in the door and knew our names right off the bat.
Because we all had Audio Fog and Chakra Liquid T-shirts.
I think he would have known who we were about.
So we're here, and we're going to talk about the new flavor. Is that what you call it? Flavor?
Yeah.
Flavor. Now, Brandy, you get up to the mic for me. Now, you are a mixologist?
Yes.
Is that... Now, how do you go to school for that?
No, I learned myself. Taught.
You just...
Awesome. Self-taught. Self-taught, yeah.
Yeah. It's a complicated story. I'll just leave it at that.
Oh. She's like, I'm moving along. Okay, so we have the new flavor, Distortion.
Yes.
And why don't you go ahead and talk a little bit about that.
Distortion is a blackberry blast. It is Concord grapes and blackberries, and it has a little bit of a cool hit.
Not a menthol. Yeah. Not a menthol.
No, yeah. Not menthol. Just cool. Just a cooling sensation in your mouth.
It looks cool.
Yeah. It's very good. I was talking to Michael before, and I was talking about grape. I've had quite a few grapes, and there's never been a really good grape. And so, now do you just sit all day? And so this is your job. You get up in the morning.
Yeah.
You go to a warehouse with all kinds of juices and stuff, and then you just sit and vape all day and mix them up.
I mean, I guess that sounds awesome. Yeah. I mean, I do a lot.
I mean,
I make liquid. While I'm making liquid, I think about liquid, and I vape some liquid.
She lives.
I eat, sleep, breathe.
How do you keep your palate, or how do you keep from getting overwhelmed by a bunch of different smells?
Water. Taking breaks. Not vaping.
Yeah.
Now,
changing it up.
When you have a new flavor and you bring it to Michael and say, hey, try this.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Michael, you're married, obviously, right?
Yes.
You can't tell her no. Has she ever had a flavor or put a mixture together? You're just like.
There's been some constructive criticism that comes through. You know, if something's if something's not good, we'll definitely let him know.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Each one of our flavors. It would be insulting almost to not give you the honest opinion, right?
Right, well, I want honesty.
Exactly.
And you guys want the business to flourish, which it definitely is. This location is awesome. Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Oh, yeah.
You know, if... Each one of our flavors goes through about 7 different variations before we really nail down what it actually is going to be. So Brandy will bring something to us, and it'll usually be in like a 1, 2, 3, and we'll try them out and be like, okay, we like 2, but we need to tweak this just a little bit, or need to improve this before we finally nail it down. So.
And then I go back and make changes, and we start all over again sometimes. So
how long have you both been cigarette-free?
I couldn't tell you exactly myself. I know it's about a year.
And I've been about 2 years.
And it's all because vaping has helped you kick that, right?
Right.
I wish I had, like, the exact day. You know, some people
it was probably on the 23rd of something.
142 days I have been, you know, I wish I knew that, but... Yeah.
Well, I think over lunch, Mike, you were saying that you had turned 30, and you were thinking about your life, and like... I'm smoking right now, and I've been smoking for over half of my life, and that's what kind of hit you. And then from there, how did you get into vaping?
Well, I just kind of like, I tried to quit cold turkey a couple of times, you know, tried the gums, tried the patches, and they just wouldn't work for me. I'd go back to cigarettes every time. And then we were at the flea market looking for vinyl records, and came across the Rocky Top booth and stopped by and talked to him and picked up my first kit. You know, and similar, it, you know, it seemed like I was smoking. You know, I was getting the oral the action, fixation. Yeah. And I was, you know,
was it a Sigalike or was it a?
No, it was a total. Like a it was a Joytech 510 kit.
Okay.
So it was like a little tiny thing with like a 400 mAh battery. Yep. You had to take off the back, and it was a little cotton in there.
Like
and
a carbonizer.
Yeah,
like
yeah, it's like a carbonizer.
You always remember your first. Right?
Yeah, it's always your first. I still have it. It's framed at the house.
Sure.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
So started with that, and then got involved with the company, and you know got bigger and better devices and stuff.
Because you weren't working with them right away, and there's like a year or two break even before you even got involved with the company. Is
that it was about 6 months that I was vaping, six to 8 months before I joined the company and started working with it.
And then about just 6 months ago was when you joined Brandy's Air?
No, I joined about a year and a half ago, but it was maybe...
we paid a lot of attention and took notes.
No, it was maybe like 6 months after Michael had started, and I just saw what they did, and I knew I wanted to be a part of it. And he was working so much that was going to be the only way I could ever see him ever again. So.
Now, I think about it, and my wife, Miles, who did not make the trip down, and I'm thinking to myself, could I work with her every day? And the answer to that is no.
I'll be honest, we had a lot of conversations about it before. He really, it wasn't that he didn't want to work with me, but we were afraid of what kind of tension there would be or, you know.
Well, that's awesome. It sounds like that's probably what you have to do in the beginning, is have a conversation about it.
He didn't want me to have to deal with the stress that he was dealing with mostly. Yeah.
The only thing that we miss out on is that typical, like, you know, you get home and you're cooking dinner. It's like, oh, well, how was your day?
Right.
You know, and you tell me about your day, and I'll tell
exactly
you about mine.
Yeah,
it's like, you were there.
Don't play dumb with me. You know exactly that.
You know exactly what you did to me.
I gave you 14 samples, and you told me that only 3 of them were any good. Hey, you know what I forgot to do? I'm a little overwhelmed and out of sleep, and I had a special song for you guys.
Oh yeah,
that I forgot to play. So let me just play a few seconds of that. I thought this would fit in perfect. Everybody knows the song, right? But the difference is, this is Conway Twitty guy playing instead of the original Osborne Brothers.
Yeah.
So I wanted to play something that, you know, would fit
welcome
you guys.
Yeah.
Welcome you, and I screwed up.
No,
I way to go.
Feel the love.
So
it was like a welcome mat in the living room.
2 hours,
right? Exactly.
Shit.
So like, but I thought maybe, you know, with the Conway 21 it would be better. You know, I see when I started playing that, everyone kind of looked over.
Yeah. That song's been banned too. Yeah.
Well, the Tennessee game's on, so they thought that there was a touchdown involved.
Yeah.
Right. We should. And I did a really good job. Watch this. I did a really good job. I haven't said Roll Tide once tonight. Ooh. I'm a big Alabama fan, but I'm in Tennessee, so go Volunteers. All right, well, we're going to have you guys join in a game that we like to play, and it's called Fact or Crap, okay? So you guys are going to be a team because you're married, and what better thing to do is to put you on the same team for something.
Okay.
We don't want you going against each other.
Yeah, we don't have any...
We just cause turmoil in the household.
Right.
Nobody
wants don't have another mic.
I don't, I don't want a Facebook post like we're out of a relationship and it's all because of IBWIP.
It's complicated.
It's complicated.
I said crap, you said fact.
So we thought we should find out some information about Johnson City and see how much you guys know about Johnson City along with my fellow cohorts. Were you going to do this part or was I going to do it?
That's all you.
Okay, so we'll go around the table. We'll let Heather go first, and it's really simple. The game for Classy Bake later on is a lot harder than this one. All you got to do is tell me if it's fact or crap, okay?
Okay.
All right, so the first one. Iron Horse Vape is easily the best vape shop in the tri-state area. Fact or crap?
Crap.
That is correct. It's
yes.
Total crap. The best of the best is Rocky Top. And it's located on, what is that, Rhone? North Rhone Street? I should have saved that one for last.
It actually was last.
I never go in order. Okay, Michael and Brandy. Johnson City Brewing Company and Vitamin D Brewing Company are two craft beer businesses out of Johnson City, Tennessee. Fact or crap?
That's crap.
Can you name them?
Well, Johnson City Brewing Company is a brewing company, and then the other one's Yeehaw.
Hey, all right, good job.
Yes.
That's good. You guys can stay in the town for
Justin,
one more.
Justin, we just picked up a six-pack of Yeehaw beer for Justin, our other buddy.
I call him
Justin. It's Justin Dustin.
He'll have consumed it.
The voice.
All right, so you guys get 1 point. Two. I'll give you 2 points because...
We're a couple.
You're a couple, and you got the extra one.
We looked at each other and decided... together.
Okay, Big E, this is right up your alley. Fact or crap, the city is featured in a song and video by Travis Tritt called Modern Day Bonnie and Clyde.
Fact?
Oh. Oh, damn. You got that right here. There you go.
Yeah, it's fanfare.
Fanfare.
I kind of missed the correct answer, Gerson.
Yeah, correct answer.
I was a fan of Correct Answer Ghosts.
Yeah, I know. Yeah,
we had to stop because there was talk between that him and Heather were having a relationship.
Yes.
Jason, it seems pointless for you to do these.
Read it
because you wrote it.
Read it immediately.
All right. During the American Civil War, before it was formally incorporated in 1869, the name of the town was briefly changed to Hanesville in honor of Hanes Underwear. Fact or crap?
I want to say fact.
That is incorrect. That's crap. It was in honor of Confederate Senator Landon Carter. Hanes?
Hopefully. If it's Hanesville.
Hanes Herway.
That's what he gets his hands on you.
I feel really bad because Jason spends a lot of time writing these jokes and little tidbits and stuff, and then I screw them up. And then he's really good because he'll look at me and go...
So this is a siren song, too. We need a new host for the show. Bring him over here.
Hey,
guys, you want to see Blake's new vape trick?
I got a new vape trick I've been working on. It's called the Pirate.
He's missing a tooth. There's where the company comes
in. There's no kids in here. If I can't tell dick jokes, I am not funny at all. Okay, Heather.
Yes.
Johnson City.
Fact. We're in Johnson City. Mm-hmm. Yep, that's
it's a
town.
Yep.
It earned the nickname Little Chicago because of the enormous wind gusts. Fact or crap?
There were chances of gusts on the way here. But I think I'm going to say crap.
That is crap. It was because of its ties with Prohibition era bootlegging.
Huh?
When we were at the alcohol place, what do they call this?
Libation
Station.
There is an enormous amount of moonshine brands that we don't see up there. And to be honest with you, they just kind of
just right moonshine.
Yeah, we don't see that in the States of Northern Aggression very much.
Well, you can go in and get moonshine from a store down here, or you can, if you know somebody, you can get legit moonshine.
Real good moonshine,
oh, yeah,
right?
Yeah.
I've tried that legit moonshine.
I went to Cooksville, Tennessee for Muddy Roots Festival, and I smelled some one time, and I fell down. It didn't have any cool little name or logo on it. It was...
I made a stepper pecker out.
I could have cut myself and just washed it out with that, and it would have healed up immediately. Okay, Brandy and Michael. Right. This is the one. No, this
danger Snickers.
This one means a lot to me. This one, we had this conversation, but Mellow Yellow traces its origins to Johnson City. Fact or crap?
That's crap.
That's very much crap. Actually, it is far superior. Mountain Dew. Check out Johnson City Gold, a Mountain Dew variant.
Or apparently don't check it
don't
out.
Check it out.
Don't horrible. Check it out.
Someone said it was awful.
It says to check it out. No, but as everybody knows, I'm pretty addicted to Mountain Dew. The first plate we went to Shoney's, I said, I'll take a Mountain Dew. She goes, Mellow Yellow? And I was like, no. And then today we went to Kutcher's.
Ashton Kutcher's.
Ashton Kutcher's restaurant.
Ashton Kutcher's house.
And I said, do you have Mountain Dew? And they're like, Mellow Yellow? And I'm like,
that's a Mountain Dew.
No, that's, we had this conversation many, many times on the show that is not. And they look at me then like I'm an asshole because I'm like, they're like, it's the same thing. It's not. And me and Michael's like, hey, okay, well, this is what the real thing is. It's like, he told me the distributors, you know, came in and did restaurants.
They have all the restaurants locked up on Coke, but.
Oh, man.
Yeah, Pepsi still tops in Tennessee.
Made me wake up.
Locked up on Coke. So, all right, you guys, I'll give you 14 points for that.
Oh, thanks.
Damn.
That seems high.
Yeah.
Well, it didn't mention Coke.
I want to keep this bottle, so I think if they win, then they'll just be like, hey, okay, Scott Johnson. City is three counties, Washington, Carter, and Amoxicillin.
Crap. And what just like comes out of your backside.
Can you name the three counties?
No.
Washington, Carter, and Sullivan.
Sullivan.
Amoxicillin, we're going to do that story on a different episode.
Yeah.
Because I want people to stay here, but I'm having
that'll keep them here.
I'm having a difficult time. I'm going to give you 1 point.
No, thank you.
Why is one city in three counties? What is happening?
I don't know the answer to that question.
See that mountain right over there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
see that mountain over there?
Right. Yeah.
Okay. Is it Jason's turn?
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. So far.
Fact.
So far.
That's fine. Do I get points for that one?
No. So far.
points.
So far, Michael and Brandon, you guys have 16 points. I think you're doing really well. Jason, the only high school in Johnson City is Science Hill High School. Their mascot is a hilltopper. And what is it? What does that say?
Anthropomorphic.
Anthropomorphic top hat called Mad Hatter.
That can't be true.
You're right. It's Ralph. Dr. Ralph Van Locken. Wow.
Ralph what? Lauren.
What?
I'm not even.
Ralph Lauren?
Locken is
I
the
haven't
mascot?
Slept in a long time. Anyway, you got that wrong. You got it right. I don't know.
How do we reset the whole
thing? Over.
I'll give you 7.
The game is rigged.
Heather, this is your last go round.
All right.
You need to click. Right.
Do I get points for that one too? Fact.
Okay. Johnson City is ranked number 8 in best places. Jason Glenn.
Johnson City is ranked the number 8 best place for African Americans to retire.
Crap.
That is actually a fact. And you can fact check that by looking at your very own subscription to Black Enterprise Magazine. We know you have it. Just open it to that page and confirm it. That's all we ask.
What? Where are these
okay, I'm sorry.
From?
There you are. Like, I'm not reading this. I'm just like, sure. Okay, Michael and Brandy. Really, all you got to do is get this right, and you're gonna win.
Okay.
But if you get it wrong, I do believe it's possible that you lose points.
Okay. Crap.
So much pressure.
Crap.
Right.
I'd say crap to that one.
Johnson City was founded around a water cooler after an episode of AMC's The Walking Dead. Fact or crap?
I want to say fact, but I think it's crap.
Go with your gut.
I think it's crap. Crap is the final answer.
Crap is correct. Actually, the city was founded around a water tower.
That's correct.
That's great. Well, you guys know more about Johnson City than I do.
Wow, that's surprising. It's surprising, yeah.
Okay, so I'll give you 37 points.
Now, see, whoa. Hold on a second. Jeez.
So generous with points.
Winner, winner.
It's a good flavored chips. I don't get it back. Okay, Scott, you need 47 points to win.
Is it possible?
Anything is possible.
Yes.
Crap.
If you can see it, you can do it.
Right. A whale is the only animal that can be hunted from a moving vehicle in Tennessee. Fact or crap?
Fact.
That is correct. Also, additional fun fact, it is illegal to catch a fish with a lasso. Something was apparently a big problem in the state's past.
I was going to do that as soon as we got up in the morning. I was going to go lasso fishing.
Big bass. Get it with a lasso.
Mike has a funny story.
Blake,
in the same vein as that last question, I think.
Yeah, I have a fact of crap question for you, Blake.
Okay.
Oh, well, turning the tables.
Okay. They once hung an elephant in Irwin, Tennessee.
There's no way that could possibly be a fact because you can't hang an elephant. I want to say that's crap.
That is a complete fact.
What?
There was a elephant named Mary in 1916 that trampled some people after a circus, and they brought in a crane and hung it.
Oh, my.
That's true. Justin, show all those other elephants. You can't go around doing that sort of thing.
You better watch that.
And we haven't seen an elephant in these parts. Yes.
Right, yeah. Watch out.
It worked.
Dumbo, this can happen to you. Well, Brandy and Michael, RocketTopBaby.com, congratulations, you are victorious, Spectre Crap.
Come on.
Good job.
Yeah.
Good job.
And I'm sorry I did not play the Conway Twitty song first. It really made the whole thing nice.
You're forgiven.
Do you want to hear it again?
Yeah, let's play it again.
A free IVWIP koozie to anyone that will dance.
I'm doing it now. But I don't need one.
All right, Scott.
Hey,
Big E.
Do you find people of Johnson City? Would you like to hear what's going on the show? Okay, all right.
Let's do it, Big E.
Episode 221, Birthday Boobies, is now available. Episode 222, Non-Consensual, is now available.
That's where I talk about dressing my wife up as a nun and then having sex with her without her wanting.
And not even like a sexy nun, just like a regular
nun. My wife didn't understand that after I played that episode for her. She's like, so you want me to dress up as a sexy nun? I said, no, that will just completely take away the whole aspect of it. And then I played the episode for her, and needless to say, I don't think
she's going to be dressing up.
Halloween is not going to go the way I wanted it to.
You're going
to
get none.
Are you just trying to get her to take a vow of silence?
Yeah.
Is that...
It's she basically has a vow of silence every time we have sex.
Yeah.
Because she falls asleep.
Episode 224, our next episode, inevitably entitled The Great American Vape Off, will be available on Friday, November 13th. And don't forget, Saturday, November 7th, is Book Lovers Day. They should make a book you can have sex with, like The Famed Fleshlight. And no one expects the bookworm to have their... What's that word, Jason?
Schlong?
Schlong.
S-C-H-L-O-N-G.
In the appendices.
People who have been listening to the show last month or so know that Big E is now called The Butcher.
Yes.
I think he nailed it.
Yeah. I butcher these jokes. He writes them, I butcher them.
And you do it with such class.
I know. And also, Sunday, November 8th is Dunce Day. I don't care how wrong my answers are in school, you won't catch me wearing a round cone over my head in the South. Not for one damn minute. That is, well, you wrote that. You got that out of a book. That was way too funny for you that you wrote it.
Here's the thing that's funny about that is Brandy just put her head down when we read that one. She just put her head down. So that's where we went too far.
I'm going to read it again.
No.
Don't forget to contact the show with any of your questions, comments, or suggestions, and we'll read them during our annual IBWIP picnic in Willow Springs Park. And if you like what you hear, please write us a review on iTunes, tell a friend, and help support the show. And if you don't like what you hear, you can tell it to the JCPD.
Ooh, yeah. Well, Brandy and Michael, thank you very much for having us. Thank you for coming on the show. And we appreciate everything you guys have done for us. So
thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you
for having us.
Heather,
You know what? I haven't said this episode, and it's so appropriate. I'm so glad to be here at the Rockin' Lockin' with Rocky Top Lakers.
Yes. I was like, we can spend a night in a store, right?
Not I really did have like wild dreams of like sleeping in a sleeping bag, but I'm glad we didn't since it's cement floors.
there's a couple things. I want to thank you for driving tonight or yesterday morning.
You're welcome.
But also, a little quick story. We were discussing the sleeping arrangements for this event. And Molly said, you know, don't let anybody have sex with Heather.
Like against her will.
Like as though I can't decide right, that Heather's yeah. going to have sex with me.
Molly said, because it's going to make things awkward.
She brought Fireball, though, so this might have to come into effect tonight.
So then we were deciding the sleeping arrangements, and she said, well, but you can sleep with Heather. So I was lucky enough to sleep with Heather this afternoon. And
we'll have a cute pickup on Instagram. You can check us out on Fakakta Funhouse. It's adorable.
Yes. Jason, thank you for doing all the work for this episode, and I apologize for screwing up 347.
Forgiven.
And thank you for driving 20 minutes today. I appreciate that. I really stretched it out. I drove 8.
Hours.
Heather drove 3, and you drove 20 minutes. Mm-hmm. Awesome job.
I drove so none. Because I horrible her.
Now, this is the thing with Scott. We were all getting ready to leave, right? And they're like, oh, what are we going to do about Heather's like,
Scott's like, I'm a shitty driver.
I'm a shitty driver. Don't want me to drive. So,
but I stayed awake the whole time with all the drivers.
Got to count for something. Right?
Biggie,
I was their rock.
Biggie, yeah. Thank you for being my rock of Gibraltar during the wee hours of the morning and telling me that I was going 100 miles an hour. And thank you for dealing with the paparazzi.
How's our health insurance? Because I think that one kid really did a number on my knee.
Keep going.
All right, folks, thank you very much for checking out IBWIP. Check us out on iTunes and all that good stuff. We normally do a mystery tag when we do it, but Michael, why don't you give us the mystery tag?
All right, after the show tonight, we're going to Johnson City's premier and only adult nightclub, Fuzzy Holes. With a name like Fuzzy Holes, I'm expecting sexy ladies, heavy-handed drinks, and fairly priced gourmet nachos.
Ooh.
Now that's, how you, nice. That's how you read a mystery tag.
That's how you don't butcher them. I think you're going to just have to Skype into the show and I'm
right. I'd be stoked.
I only messed up 7 things, which is pretty good.
I don't think we're keeping track the same way.
if you ever have too many people in your store, just start playing one of our episodes. It seems to work really well to clear it out.
Closing time, play our show.
Last call.
See ya.
No more semisonic, only IBWIP.
It's foggy in here. Thanks a lot, guys. Hope you had a good time.
Yeah.
Yeah, thanks so much for being on.
I need the other one, the Mountain Dews.
Are you a blogger or a podcaster, or you're just not happy with your web hosts? You need to check out HostGator.com. You're going to find web hosting made easy and affordable. HostGator offers unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, one-click script installs with a free site builder, and the best control panel out there. Stop by today and try a free demo to see how easy it is. And if you use a special coupon code, Section 8686, you'll save 25% off your web hosting packages. What do you got to lose? Check out HostGator.com and take a bite out of your web hosting costs.